With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting.
Pursuant to Rule 40D of the rules of the Republican Party, I formally declare President Donald J. Trump and J.D. Vance as the Republican nominees for President and Vice President of the United States.
That's House Speaker Mike Johnson announcing to the crowd at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance were the GOP nominees for president and vice president in the 2024 presidential race. Trump had been the presumptive nominee for months, but it was the vote of RNC delegates in Milwaukee that made it official Monday afternoon. Donald Trump's classified documents case has been dismissed by a federal judge in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon has thrown out the classified documents charges against Trump, saying the special counsel is not authorized to conduct the prosecution. The ruling is a huge legal victory for the former president, and it comes on the opening day of the Republican National Convention here in Wisconsin, where he is set to formally receive the party's 2024 nomination. In June of last year, Trump pleaded not guilty to mishandling secret documents and obstructing justice. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law barring school districts from passing policies requiring schools to notify parents if their child asks to change their gender identification. The law bans rules requiring local school staff to disclose a student's gender identity or sexual orientation to any other person without the child's permission. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 210 points today, the Nasdaq rose 74, the S&P 500 advanced 15, oil down to $81.91 a barrel. This is SRN News. A look at Republican voters.
With the GOP opening its presidential nominating convention, the Pew Research Center has decided to take a deep dive into who Republicans are. One of the key findings of the poll is that GOP voters are a lot more religious than everybody else. 81% of Republicans identify with some Christian denomination compared to 67% of all registered voters. Just 15% of Republicans are non-religious. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and pregnancy outcomes will appear on state ballots this November. The ruling from the state's highest court affirms a lower court ruling from June. Democrats are hoping the ballot question will drive turnout in their favor this fall, admitting that pregnancy outcomes is a stealthy way of referring to abortion. Republicans have also begun to strategize around the proposed amendment, pointing out how it would enshrine transgenderism. This is SRN News. On Wall Street today, all three market indexes were higher.
U.S. stocks rose to the edge of records as Wall Street's momentum keeps driving the market upward. The S&P 500 climbed 0.3% Monday, closing just shy of its all-time high set last week. The benchmark index is coming off its 10th winning week in the last 12. The Dow rose 0.5% to a record high, while the Nasdaq gained 0.4%, finishing just shy of its own all-time high. Stocks have been mostly rising in large part because of expectations that inflation is slowing enough to convince the Federal Reserve to ease interest rates soon. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.22%. This is Alex Vega.
Chair Jerome Powell said the Fed is becoming more convinced that inflation is headed back to its 2% target and that the Fed would cut rates before the pace of price increases actually reached that point. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.